And then we have the tendency, and what we're doing, we're investigating tonight, and we're seeing, okay, what I need to fix? What do I need to work on? How do I need to fix this so that I can win? And so we can tend to not only just look at that and become envious, but if we can also be that kind of person where, that we talked about once before, where I believe God will do it, but I lack the confidence that he'll do it for me. We may not say that with our mouth, but that's what our actions say. If I ask a question tonight, how many believe God to be a healer? I mean, probably every single person in this church will lift their hands. But if the doctor tells some certain people that this is what's going on, we really didn't know that God would heal us. Y'all follow me tonight? And so what we have to do is, how do we become confident that not only, how do we become confident that he not only heals, he not only delivers, but he delivers me. How do we gain that confidence in the word? I'm glad you asked. The very first thing we must do is believe God's love for us. How many of you have children? There's nothing you wouldn't do for your child, is it? I got Max and Chase. I'll let them bark all night, but that's what I got. What I got at home. Chase, did, I'm gonna tell this little funny story. Chase is my boxer. Both are boxers, but he's the son, and he's the youngest. And I put him in his pen last night, well, two nights ago, because his mom is coming this season. But anyway, I put him in the pen, and I put this collar on him. First of all, the first night, I've had this collar for several. Chase, when he was in the pen, he would bark all night long. I would wake up and say, hush, like he really gonna listen to me. I'm in the house and he's outside. That's how irritated I was. So I got this collar, but I never put it on him. But a couple of nights ago, he made me so angry, I got up at 12 o'clock in the midnight hour. Somebody say late in the midnight hour. God's gonna turn this thing around for me. I got up and I put that collar on that dog, and I slept peacefully the rest of the morning because I put a shock collar on him. So every time he started hollering or barking, he barked one time and that was it the rest of that night. So ain't God good? Hallelujah. But anyway, hallelujah. But anyway, and I'm getting off on that, and I got to get back to work. But anyway, God is good. Amen. And so, I asked the question, how many of you have children? There's nothing you wouldn't do for your children. If your children desperately needed you, you would go out of your way to make sure they had what they needed. Am I right? So what we have to do is believe that God loves us. We are his children. He doesn't want you suffering and being in lack and being in doubt and being letting disease eat your body up. That's not his will for you. You know how much he loves it, and what we have to do is meditate on that love. He loves you so much that he sent Jesus to go to the cross for you. He sent Jesus to go to the cross for me. And it wasn't just this pretty picture that you see on TV that's how it went down. The Bible says they beat him until he was unrecognizable as a man. That's how much he took for you to show and to prove his love for you. And so we have to meditate. God loves me. God loves me. And I have some confidence that he loves me. And because he loves me, he's not going to let me suffer. He's not going to let me be in lack. Psalm says it like this, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Do I have some sanctified people in the house? I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor have I seen his seed begging bread. Hey, we don't have to beg. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're the righteous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have to beg and borrow. We're not like the world. We're not like the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Somebody say, my hallelujah belongs to you. Who does it belong to tonight? It belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. And so what we have to, we have to believe that God loves us. Yes, he loves me. We all quote the scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So if you are that, or if you're that person tonight that really doesn't know God loves him, meditate on that scripture. For God so loved. And instead of just saying the world, meditate and say, for God so loved me. Make it personal, that he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved T, that he gave his only begotten son. Meditate that and watch how stronger your faith gets. Because if you know somebody loves you, there's nothing he wouldn't do for us. Hallelujah.